Hello and welcome to the Green Business Podcast, a show about climate entrepreneurs and their exciting businesses. I am your host Bharti for these conversations about scaling up a climate-driven business. My guest today is Rohit Palela from Zothya, which is developing technologies to help us reduce our energy consumption. Its first product is an AI-based air conditioning control device, which can be fitted on any AC and it can reduce the electricity consumption by up to 40%. Rohit, along with his friends Sharath and Aditya, founded Zothya right after his engineering at IIT Madras in 2017. They spent next 4 years iterating and the product was commercially launched in 2020. The company has done more than 20 installations so far, spanning across offices, supermarkets, and hospitals. Now that product is established and it has some early customers, Zothya is looking to grow and it has raised seed capital from Rain Matter Capital. Hi Rohit, welcome.
Yeah, hi Bharti.
So excited to start our conversation. Let's start with the origin story of Zothya. Looks like it was a college project. Take us through how it came about.
Yeah, sure. So me and Sharath, we were actually working on different kinds of projects, but we wanted to do something which can address the societal needs better as well. And in today's society, modern society, it runs on food, energy and environment. And we thought like if we can make some technology which can address at least one of these aspects, that would be good to start with. So that is when we three of us started working together. Of course, so we tried out various projects and one day we thought like our hostels were spending a lot of electricity, especially on the lighting. Can we do something about here? So that's how we started with our hostels at IIT and then, yeah, so.
Okay, so you started at your hostel with something that was supposed to control the electricity consumption of the hostel. Talk to us about how you iterated and you know, what is your final product offering now?
Yeah, so when we made it for the hostels were mostly lighting based consumption in terms of energy profile. So what we did was like we made a energy efficient lighting and then we started meeting various kinds of buildings outside our institute as well. So what we realized during those meetings was like one thing, the energy bills were very high at most of the commercial buildings than what we usually used to see. And the other thing was energy profile was completely different than what we always thought about. So about 60 to 70% of the energy bill was coming down from the HVAC systems or the air conditioning systems, which the buildings are using. And lighting was just about 15%, 1/5.
Okay.
So that was one, and then there are other miscellaneous ways like your motor, server, systems, but these were like another 15 to 20%. So that is when we realized like the product which we developed till now isn't going to fit the existing commercial buildings, so we have got to do something different now. But we didn't know how to get to this solution to start with. One thing we had in the mind was like we had to achieve our end goal of optimizing the energy consumption. Right. So that was, and so what we did was like we started with a few automation and IoT based devices, and then we went into the market. So what's happening with those devices is like you get to know if there are any wastages happening within your building, if there are any inefficiencies happening in the building. So that was good to start with, but over time we realized not just with the technology which we developed, but overall when we talk about IoT, especially in energy space, is like there were two specific problems. So one thing was like, it will let you know, so this is my where is this is my inefficiency happening, these are the things which due to which the inefficiency is happening. And once that operator or the building owner gets to know it, what he usually does is like he appoints a person who manually makes sure that is not happening.
Okay.
But let's say you've got a bigger building, you know, or let's say you've got multiple spaces. So doing such a measure was tough to implement, even when you know like this thing is happening. And the second thing was like, you don't know, even after putting such measures, how much you're going to end up saving. You always get an estimate, but that always keeps varying rapidly. And other thing which we observed was like, over time what happens is, as businesses change, the way they operate usually changes over a certain period of time, people are again back to the old habits. So it's not easy, you know, if I just say inefficiencies are here and then address it. It wasn't making much of an impact to the operator or the building owner. So that is when we realized, like, let's look at once again this energy profile. And we saw like the HVAC or air conditioning system is consuming the maximum. So we thought like, okay, can we develop a device or something of those sorts, which can actually, you know, like bring down the energy consumption from your usual usage. It shouldn't be something like where I tell you or something, but it does it on itself. And then once you get on that major energy contributor down, the overall things also come down. What we did was we developed our server, and then it did take us time to develop it because the technology behind it does involve a lot of criticalities. And yeah, so with the saver which operates on AI behind it, so what it does is it will optimize the way your HVAC is consuming energy and make sure the energy consumption is brought down on an average by about 30%. And this is from day one. So it's not like it will switch on and switch off or something like that, or it will change your temperature. So temperature set is by you only, whether you put it at 16, 20, 24, that is up to you. And also the way you want to switch on and switch off, that is up to you, be it for 10 hours, 14 hours, that is up to you. But during this period, how best can I save is what the device looks for. So okay, that is how the saver operates. Yeah.
Okay. So got it. So you started with a IoT product that basically gave analytics and information about what things were not working, and then it allowed people to mend those, and that wasn't working. So you decided to do end to end, and now you have a product that does the second leg by itself. So it will figure out the inefficiencies and it can correct them by itself without people having to do anything at all, right? Sounds a little bit of a magic, but maybe you could elaborate on how it does that.
Yeah, sure. So what happens is like, since we were working on different technologies, we thought like, why can't we mix it? Something like an AI. So AI in aspects of what we are using is like, it learns on itself. So it learns on itself, like, am I performing better? If not, what should I do in order to perform better? So that is what it looks like. And on what aspects it is looking at, it is based on the energy. So am I taking as minimal energy as possible in order to reach the user's set conditions or the comfort, is something which the device always looks for. And based on this concept is what the device runs on, where it will look at what is that minimum energy required in order to cool any given room, any given space. And once it understands through various combinations and about 15 to 20 always possible. So all out of these, it will look at what is that least, what is that combination that gives me the least energy consumption. And based on that, it will control the air conditioning system or the HVAC system.
Okay, so so as you put on the device, and maybe in a month or so, it understands what user wants, and then it will, you know, act accordingly.
It won't take that much of time. So it's from the moment you install, you get the savings happening.
हाँ
For bigger spaces, it does take some time, about 2 weeks period of time. But if, let's say an IT park or a shopping mall of sorts.
हाँ
But other mid-sized or small-sized spaces, so it starts saving from day one. The other critical input, like when we were working on this device, was like people are okay to take in such energy-efficient devices, but it shouldn't disturb their infra. Because they have put in a lot of CapEx and they wouldn't want their business the way it looks, the way their infra looks, it shouldn't be disturbed in, just for saving the energy, at least in most of the cases. So that is when we realized it should be something like a retrofittable device, which is attached externally, but you still get to the savings.
Okay. So understood. No, I was thinking that AI takes time to learn, so that's why I said a month. But if it works from day one, it's even better.
Yeah, so it's kind of trained to these situations already. So that is where it took us a lot of time. And it even
Okay.
takes time for us now when we have to develop newer versions. But that
Huh.
is fine with us.
Okay. So is it like a product and that can be fitted into any building, retail or office, or do you have to customize it every time you see a new building?
So it's a product that directly fits in. It's a retrofit kind of product. So we didn't want to be at the end like a service company which has to be customized for each specific building as such. So we made sure the product which we are developing it fits for buildings of all sorts. So
Actually, IoT startups typically struggle, right? They struggle to scale and they struggle to raise capital. So since you also started as an IoT startup, talk to us about how you have navigated the challenges of being an IoT and then, becoming a product company.
So for us, like when we started up, it was more of an automation thing, and then into IoT, and now we are mixing up it with AI. So for us, it wasn't the technology which we were looking at actually. We were actually looking at how can we solve the problem of the energy at the building. So our end goal was also always something like, can we lower the carbon footprint as much as possible? So once we got to know through IoT, like these are the ways where the energy is being being misused or being wasted or being inefficiently used, but we also understood what is that energy profile like. So then we thought like, we have to make sure that usage aspect is addressed as much as possible. So that is when we started developing the Seva, so that you get to see the returns immediately, and it is easy for someone to take in the product. But also over time, what we've also done is we developed a platform called Soul. So what it does is, it will to start with, it will let you know what is the energy consumption on a minute-to-minute basis. Even the term soul, right? It lets you know what you are to yourself. So in terms of energy, it will let you know what you are to yourself. What is that store? How is it performing? See, if the store is already energy efficient and based on its size and based on the location it is in and business type, it's already energy efficient, so it doesn't make much sense for you to save a lot more. Like, let's say
That's
I
right.
will switch off the ACs at this time or something like that. But let's say there are also many cases where we have seen it is far more than what it has to be in terms of the energy consumption. Then you get to know like, okay, so now I have got some room for improvement, and you take certain measures. So saver is one measure. Immediately you get that immediate impact. But if in case you are taking any other measure as such, then you also get to know what is the performance coming out of it using the Soul platform.
Yeah, so got it. So from a pure automation driven model, you went to a product, and now you have a platform. which will tell users where where energy is being wasted, and then they can use Saver or any other device to control it. So it's like coming full circle.
Yes, yes. And we are also developing on top of it, because our major goal at the end is for the building to consume as much lower to be of a lower carbon footprint. Maybe when we see in energy, there are two aspects, two sides of the coin. So one side is, once I get the energy, how am I using it? But the first part is, how am I getting the energy also? So we are working on both these fronts to a certain extent to make sure the client takes the right decisions and makes his building energy efficient in all aspects.
Okay. Switching gears to your business model now. So this Energy Saver, which I believe is the primary product as of now. So does it go like a hardware as a service? So you install it and you get paid for it per month, or how does it work?
So it's something similar to that. So we operate on a subscription model. In fact, we tried out various pricing models, but over time, the way the clients are reacting to different models, subscription worked out best for us, especially for the clients we're working for the first time. Because sometimes when new technology comes into the market, it isn't easy for someone to take it on a CapEx mode or a one-time investment. So that is how the subscription model evolved. And it is something like you pay a fixed amount every month, but you still get a savings out of it. So that is how the current model is around, pricing model.
Okay. And when you are going to the client, what is it that excites them the most?
So the first thing client gets amazed is like, okay, this is something I externally retrofit, but I still am able to get some savings. And you can directly see it on your monthly bill, like the difference is happening. So that is something that excites them. But also when we meet clients who have bigger space or multiple spaces, they also get excited by the aspects of Soul, where it, lets them know what their usual performance is like, and lets them perform actions where they can measure as well easily. These are two aspects which we are currently seeing where the client gets excited. So
and how long is the sales cycle? So from the time you show your product to when you get money, how long does it take?
It depends on the client and their size and the decision makers involved. So we usually see it anywhere between 1 month to 6 months, depending on the size of the client and also the way they operate, their business cycles are like, or their payment cycles are like. But the usual period is like 1 to 6 months.
Okay. And how old is your oldest installation, and how many cycles of payments you would have seen so far?
So the oldest installation is now close to more than 4 years, I would say.
Okay.
This was our first client where the client himself got impressed with what we were trying to do. That is something crucially helpful for us as to get to some early adopters, and I would say he was one of the best early adopters we could get. And he gave his corporate office to us and say, so do whatever you want in this office, but since you said you are into energy efficiency, show me the savings. So that is how it started, and we tried out different things, and then we had some good learnings on the product, and we could also give them a better product also.
Okay. And are you going after any niche, any niche kind of installations, like for example, hospitals or factories or retail?
The usual sweet spot for us is something like people who usually operate bigger space or chain of spaces. That is our sweet spot. Or clients who have bills about 10,000. If they have a single building, if it's about 10,000 rupees in energy bill, then this device does make sense for them, because if it's below, then the economists unit economics don't
Okay.
match for the client and don't match for us. But yeah, so the usual sweet spot is this.
10,000 square feet of space,
Not
at
square
least.
feet, in terms of energy bills, 10,000 rupees
Okay.
per month.
Okay. Okay, that's not much. That could be a household also, isn't it?
Yeah, a high-end household would also. But as the bill increases, the effectiveness you see coming out of the saver also increases. If the bills are lower, then you see much more effectiveness coming out from the soul. But as your bills are going higher and higher, you see effectiveness coming out from the saver also.
Okay, so saver typically works when there is maybe 20-30,000 rupees of electricity bill, and therefore you are only targeting commercial spaces as of now, right?
Yes, that's the primary reason. And we see like commercial spaces, two things. So one thing is, in India, their unit rates are high. Compared to other, maybe if, even if you compare with industry or household, they almost end up paying 50% higher per unit. And of course, when you compare it with residential, a commercial space of same size ends up consuming a lot more energy. And that is where we see more aspects. And even buildings on a whole are emitting a lot of carbon emissions. So we thought, like, let's focus on commercial buildings to start with.
And lastly, Rohit, you have raised your seed round. Talk to us what it was like to raise capital, how long did it take, and also what are you planning to do with that money?
So it's been some time, like over a year, we raised this
Okay.
seed round. Of course, it was a small one, but it is helping us develop the product to universally applicable product, I would say, which we can take to or scale to different parts in India and outside India as well. And raising of capital, it kind of took us forever. But maybe it's like the day you start, at least for the first time founders, I would say, it's like from the day you start, it's like you start looking out for an investor. But that was also a good kind of learning for us, because money doesn't come in easy, be it in terms of client or be it from an investor. So it doesn't come out easy. But I'm happy that it went out that way, because it made us understand how important a stakeholder is and how their interest should align with our interests, and also helped us build onto a bigger vision. It took a lot of time, but it also helped tested our persistence and also helped us build on a longer vision. So yeah, so during that time it doesn't look good, but once posted, I'm happy that we went through that, so that we had a lot of learning.
Okay, wonderful. And lastly, what is next for you in the, what are your plans for the next 6 months?
So in terms of next 6 months, now what we are trying to do is like core of the product is all good, but there are a few things which we are working on so that it's scalable to different parts of the country and also outside India. So different set of varied set of buildings, because India has got like broadly speaking six types of climate zones, which is a lot when compared to other different countries where you have maybe one or two climatic zones. But here you've got six different types of climatic zones, and each zone they operate in a different way in terms of their buildings and HVAC or air conditioning usage. So we are now building a product which is applicable to this, and then once we are able to do this to India, then usually we can take this abroad as well. So that is something which we are doing on, and also building on a few features which will help the client further reduce their carbon related emissions, not just from usage but also on the other aspects of energy.
Okay, Okay, and I am assuming manufacturing is outsourced and will continue to be outsourced, right?
Yes. So we, as a startup with limited resources, we don't want to put up a manufacturing plant as such. Even we see very big companies like Apple, Tesla doing the same thing where they outsource it to Foxconn and other guys. So it's okay to outsource, but of course you'll have to be careful when you deal with the manufacturers. And I'm happy that we have got some good vendors. But yeah, so our major focus or our strength lies in designing the product and making sure it reaches the client better. So India has got a lot of manufacturers who are good at manufacturing things once given a design. So why not leverage that?
Sure, of course. Okay, thank you, Rohit. It's lovely speaking with you and wishing you and your team at Zodhya best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, Bharti. Thank you for inviting us for this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Green Business Podcast. This show is brought to you by Fine-Train, an advisory firm that supports green businesses in fundraising. You can read more on us on finetrain.com. Thanks again and see you next time.